Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here with me today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents are reaching out, asking about a challenge that touches so many hearts. They're saying things like, "My child can't seem to understand why others might feel differently than they do." And I want you to know something right away. If this sounds familiar, you are not alone. Not even a little bit. In fact, what you're experiencing is one of the most wonderful signs that your child's mind is growing in exactly the way it's meant to. So grab a cozy cup of tea, settle in with me, and let's talk about this beautiful stage of development together. First, let me tell you what the magic book taught me about this. When your little one seems to struggle with understanding that others might see things differently or feel things differently, they're not being self-centered or difficult. Oh no, my friend. They're in the middle of one of the most amazing cognitive leaps of early childhood. Between ages 4 and 5, children are building something that researchers call theory of mind. Now, I know that sounds very scientific, but what it really means is this. Your child is learning that other people have their own thoughts, their own feelings, their own perspectives that might be completely different from theirs. And this, my friend, is huge. Think about it for a moment. For the first few years of life, your child experienced the world entirely from their own viewpoint. Everything they knew, everything they felt, everything they saw, that was their whole universe. And now, their growing brain is beginning to understand something truly cosmic. Other people have entire inner worlds too. Other people can believe things that aren't true. Other people can want different things. Other people can feel sad when they feel happy. This is not a simple thing to learn, my wonderful friend. This is one of the most complex cognitive achievements of childhood. Dr. Christopher Osterhaus and his colleagues at Ludwig Maximilians Universität München studied this exact stage of development. And you know what they discovered? That understanding others' perspectives emerges around age 4 as a foundational aspect of social intelligence. But here's the beautiful part. It doesn't happen all at once. It develops gradually, like a flower opening its petals one by one, continuing to mature all the way through age 8. So when your child insists that everyone must love the same foods they love, or can't understand why their friend is sad about something that wouldn't bother them, they're not being stubborn. They're learning. Their brain is literally building new neural pathways that will help them navigate relationships for the rest of their lives. The Harvard Graduate School of Education's Making Caring Common project teaches us something wonderful about this. They remind us that empathy means understanding and caring about another person's feelings and perspective. And the way children learn this, through patient modeling, through gentle guidance, and through adults who validate their efforts every single step of the way. So let's talk about how you can support this beautiful development, my friend. First, when your child struggles to understand someone else's perspective, start by validating their own feelings. You might say something like, "I can see that you really wanted to keep playing with that toy. That makes sense." And then, gently invite them to wonder about the other person. "I wonder how your friend might be feeling right now. What do you think?" This gentle wondering, this invitation to consider another perspective, it plants seeds. You're not demanding that they instantly understand. You're inviting them to practice, to stretch their growing minds just a little bit further. Second, use everyday moments as teaching opportunities. When you're reading stories together, pause and ask, "How do you think this character is feeling? Why might they feel that way?" When you see someone at the park, you might wonder aloud, "I wonder what that little one is thinking about." These small moments add up, my friend. They're like drops of water that eventually fill an ocean. Third, and this is so important, model perspective taking yourself. When you make a mistake, you might say, "Oh, I didn't realize that would bother you. Now I understand how you were feeling." When you disagree with someone, you might say, "I see it differently, but I understand why you might think that way." Your child is watching you, learning from you, absorbing how you navigate different perspectives. And here's something the magic book wants you to know. This learning takes time. Years, actually. Research shows that perspective-taking abilities develop systematically between ages 4 and 8. So if your 5-year-old still struggles with this sometimes, that's not a problem. That's normal. That's beautiful development unfolding exactly as it should. Now, I want to tell you about a story that shows this so beautifully. It's called The Listening Heart Center, and it's about two friends, Ethan and Sophia, who discover something magical. They visit a volunteer center where quiet listening helps match helpers with perfect community service opportunities. And through their adventure, they learn that when you truly listen to someone, when you take time to understand what they need and how they feel, something wonderful happens. You discover wisdom you didn't know was there. In the story, the children learn that perspective taking isn't about talking or fixing. It's about genuinely understanding another person's experience. It's about listening with your whole heart. After you read this story with your child, you can practice what I call listening hearts together. When someone in your family shares a feeling, pause together, take a breath, and ask, what might they be feeling? What do they need? This gentle practice, my friend, it builds those neural pathways for empathy and perspective taking. You can find the Listening Heart Center in the Book of Inara app, along with so many other stories that help children understand feelings, friendship, and the beautiful complexity of other people's hearts. I want you to know something before we finish today. The fact that you're here, learning about this, seeking to understand your child's development, that tells me everything I need to know about you. You're a wonderful parent. You're doing beautifully. And your child is so lucky to have someone who sees their struggles not as problems to fix, but as signs of a mind that's growing and learning and becoming more capable every single day. This stage of development, it's temporary. But the foundation you're building right now, the way you're supporting your child's growing ability to understand others, that's going to serve them for their entire life. You're teaching them how to build meaningful friendships. You're teaching them how to navigate conflicts with compassion. You're teaching them how to be kind, thoughtful humans who can hold space for perspectives different from their own. And that, my wonderful friend, is one of the greatest gifts you can give. So be patient with your little one. Be patient with yourself. Celebrate the small moments when they do show understanding. And remember, every time they struggle, every time they can't quite grasp why someone else feels differently, that's not failure. That's their brain working hard, building new connections, growing stronger. The Magic Book and I, we're always here for you. Whenever you need a story, whenever you need a reminder that you're doing beautifully, we're right here. Until our next adventure together, my wonderful friend, with love and starlight, Inara.